Hi, welcome back. Attorney Steve Vondran here. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Vondran Legal Hour. Okay, Attorney Steve Vondran, licensed practice law in California, Arizona. This is general legal information only and not legal advice. Okay, so we are talking in this podcast about Autodesk internal audits, okay? So some people will call us and they say, I've got an email. It says, you know, something along the lines, dear Autodesk customer, as part of an ongoing software asset management program, your company's been selected to undergo a required software compliance audit. Now, we should stop right there. If it says required software audit, I'm number one, as a software lawyer, I'm asking, well, why? Why is it required? Is it something I signed? Is it who's requiring? Is it a state law, a federal law? Is this under the federal copyright laws? Why is this required? This process will help ensure your organization's installation and use of Autodesk products and services is compliant with applicable licensing agreements. So, wow, sounds like you've been selected. Your company's never won anything. You know how it goes. You've never won anything in your life, and now you get selected by Autodesk. So you know there's something going on here. Probably something triggered by an informant, but maybe not. Perhaps it's a job posting that your company recently posted. For example, say you decide, well, we need to get somebody in here that has AutoCAD. So you go start putting out ads for students or somebody with AutoCAD or Revit experience, you know, Maya, Inventor, some of the Autodesk products. And you have them come on in, and you're using their student license, their educational licenses for commercial use to benefit the company. You know, that could be something that triggers an audit. And I have other videos and podcasts on things that could trigger an audit, so I'm not going to go into depth on this one, okay? But it says here, I'm just reading from a sample email that you might have received from Autodesk. Please perform an inventory of your deployed Autodesk software and provide the required information in Autodesk Software License Review Portal. So they have a portal. They give you a link, and they say, within the next 15 days, here's the registration code. Plug that in. There's user guide, FAQs, and other things. If you have any issues with the portals, please contact the Autodesk Software Asset Management Consultant. So they give you a number to call. We'd like to thank you for your continued business. We believe we value our partnership and believe our joint attention to software compliance will strengthen this relationship. Isn't that warm and fuzzy and loving? They love you so much that they're going to have you do an audit to take your time out of your busy day, out of your busy schedule. You got 100 other things you have to do, but they want you to because they value the partnership. So I don't know. These kinds of things I question. But that's what this podcast is about. Now, what is the process? So I'm taking a look here at their software page, software review port. It says Autodesk will compare your inventory with your registered software. Based on this, you will receive a software review report. So what they want you to do is register and enter your profile details, supplying some basic details about your company and IT environment. Then get your inventory. They provide a free AIA tool to scan all your PCs. Now, one of my things is I don't want something scanning my computer networks. Do you? I don't know what the heck. I mean, I assume that Autodesk is a good company and all, but, you know, not all code is good code, is it? I mean, you wouldn't let some script run on your IT environments without knowing what it is, would you? Or perhaps seeking indemnification in case something goes wrong. So at any rate, I don't want people to think that you have to submit to this. This is something negotiable. We've negotiated out of having to do these before, you know, where I don't want to have to put your code, which, you know, I have no idea who's maintaining or upkeeping the code or what it's going to do or how it's going to react in my environment. What if it flips a switch and nothing's working anymore? Then what? Oh, you know, probably you're not going to have any recourse is my guess. So that's one thing to be careful of, one thing that we look at. There may be ways to negotiate to do this manually, and that's something, one reason you'd want to hire a firm. We can try to seek to negotiate a more friendly environment to get these things done, more time, confidentiality assurances, assurances that we'll get a release from officers and directors in the company from any and all copyright liability, settlement agreement, making sure everything is settled, closed, and released when we're done, confidentiality, all these kinds of things, okay? So you get the inventory one way or another, upload the inventory file, you submit it to Autodesk. This Autodesk will generate a software review report, usually within 3 to 5 business days. And from there, you can basically figure out a way to get your case settled. Okay, so that's really the general steps of the process. They will compare your Autodesk inventory data with what's installed versus what is registered in their database. Okay, so that's how it goes. If compliance issues are identified, a software management representative will contact you to work on a resolution. So, okay, so this is what I'm talking about. And so some of the assurances that I like to make sure we're getting is confidentiality, a release of all claims, try to negotiate the pricing in advance, and other things, okay? So if you get a letter or an email, some people call us, is this a scam? Well, we always say, well, check the email, make sure it's coming from Autodesk, check the domains, because a lot of scammers will use fake domains that look very similar to the company domains, but it's a little bit different. So you got to carefully check the domains. We contact the numbers. We make sure we're talking to somebody. We know who we're dealing with. And I believe our firm has realistically handled more of these Autodesk audits than any other firm in the United States. We have handled a ton of these cases. We've helped a lot of companies, small and large, from East Coast to West Coast, handle these claims, which are brought as essentially copyright licensing issues. Okay, so if you need some help, that's general legal information about the process of the Autodesk internal audit. We can help you. We can help with Business Software Alliance audits, BSA. Autodesk is a member of the BSA, so we can help you if the audit is being brought under the BSA umbrella. Okay, Attorney Steve Vondran, thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, feel free to like it and share it on your social media networks. Have a great day. We'll see you again. By the way, we offer low flat rate fees for these audits, so we're not basically going to bill up a storm and try to drag it on forever, okay? So low flat rate fees, we try to get these things done. We know you don't have half a year to work on these things, okay? Attorney Steve out. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye now.